Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Finbar Murray, and for the next half hour or so, I'll be here with news and events of what's happening in the Irish community here in New Zealand. We'll have a look at what's happening in Irish sport and just have a general chat about all things Ireland and Irish. Today is Sunday, the 15th of August. Today is actually a pretty big day in the calendar back in Belmullet. I'll talk a little bit about that later on. But first of all, we're going to have our first track of the day. I'm going to listen to something that I haven't listened to in a while. Just came on the other day and going to give it a spin for you here now. It's Arc Light by The Fat Lady Sings.
Shine like an arc light, sing like a bird might sing, when he was higher than heaven, higher than every other thing, some kind of arc light. Sparks in the street, I know that you've no answer. All I need is for you to shine. Shine like an arc light, like I want you to shine. Oh, I know that you've nobody, and I know
Okay, I mentioned earlier on that the 15th of August is a big day in Ballymoniton, County Mayo, which is near where I grew up, and I'm just going to give a kind of a quick history of the day. So it is known as Lá an Leabhar, and that means the day of indulgence. Now, indulgence in the original context meant a day of indulgence from a religious perspective, but it probably kind of turned into more of a day of indulgence for other things, I think, later on as we got kind of closer to the modern day. So it is, well, it's a holy day in the Catholic calendar, and the 15th of August is the celebration, or the Feast of the Assumption, which in the religious calendar is when Mary was kind of ascended into heaven, body and soul, according to the religion. So the origin of the kind of religious pilgrimage, sorry, the origin of the religious festival near Balmullet is there used to be a pilgrimage to Dervla's Well, which is a holy well near to Balmullet. I think Dervla was I think a nun in the area, a holy woman, and I think the legend goes that she was a very attractive young woman, and some of the kind of local men in the area were interested in her, and one day I think she kind of asked one of the men what was it about her that was so attractive, and he said it was her eyes, at which point she plucked out her eyes and threw them into the local well, I think, which is a bit of a grisly tale, I think. But since then, or according to that legend, that's one of the stories of the origin of the pilgrimage to that well. And I suppose the 15th of every month was a fair day in Ballymoniton, and on the fair day people would kind of bring their sheep and animals and come along and set up markets and sell there, and it sort of grew into people bringing along stalls and, you know, selling their wares on the side of the road. And like I said, when I was growing up as a kid, sort of in the 80s in Ballymoniton, it was each 15th was kind of a big day on its own, but the 15th of August was the biggest day in the social calendar. It may be probably the only day that might have been bigger, I think, or the only festival that might have been bigger than 15th of August was Christmas. So I think, like I said, around the time immigration was very high, so back then it was probably the time of the year when people would come back from working in the UK if they could afford it, and everybody would sort of get together because it was the middle of summer. It was also a kind of a harvest time, so it was pretty important coming up to the 15th of August that you had the hay in and the hay saved, and the turf was home from the bog, and you had all that stuff ready. You were pretty much ready to celebrate. Of course, it started off with Mass in the morning, but basically everybody from miles around headed into Ballymoniton, and it was kind of an interesting one in that it was a day that the kids were sort of let loose and kind of given free rein, and for some reason or another there was a tradition in the town where the kids would get water guns, and everybody would just sort of form up gangs and just sort of wander around and basically soak everybody with water guns up and down through the street. But of course the kids were doing that, a lot of the women were buying products from the markets and the stalls that were set all along the side of the road, and most of the men were heading into the pubs to celebrate their harvest. And again, it was because a lot of people were coming back home from being overseas, it was a time of great celebration, probably a bit too much celebration, I think, because a tradition as well, an unfortunate tradition, was that later on in the evening old family feuds would kind of flare up, and there would be inevitably a bit of a kind of whatever form of pride or family pride was involved there would get people to kind of, would lead to shirts coming off and the fighting circle forming, and a bit of a scrap later on in the evening, which kind of became a bit of a tradition as well, unfortunately. But it's like I said, it was a massive day in the calendar, and I think even still today it's celebrated a lot in Balmoral. So I'm not sure what the festivities would be like these days with COVID and all that, but pretty sure it's still kind of a popular festival. And I know that in Ballymoniton they also had Heritage Day around that time of year as well, and they used to have an angling festival because some of the fishing off the northwest coast of Mayo used to be very good, so it was a very popular spot for fishermen to come along. Again, I'm not sure what the popularity of the sea angling is now, but it was a popular spot, and of course there's a golf course there in Cairn as well, which brings the tourists in. So again, it being kind of August time and sort of usually a time of good weather, it was always a massive celebration. And it's kind of interesting that years later, sort of by coincidence, possibly, I was living in Athenry for a while, and funnily enough, it's one of the other towns in Ireland that celebrates the 15th of August as well. And in Athenry, they call it Ladies' Day, it being reference to Our Lady. There's a well just kind of outside of Athenry, and again, it's kind of interesting or kind of coincidence that both Belmullet and Athenry had associations with holy wells, but this particular holy well, I think, had an important historical impact, because there was a legend that there was a battle, I think, that took place around the 14th century, and two armed forces were getting together, and I think the Irish army, or the locals, had some sign or something that inspired them around that time that led them to victory. So that was sort of the legend goes that was the start of the pilgrimage there in Athenry, and I think people would go there and do some like 15 circles of the well and say their prayers and do their novenas, whatever. So again, like a very popular festival there. Yeah, so yeah, that's the story of two different towns and two different holy wells and big celebrations on the 15th of August. I'm not quite sure if that kind of tradition was true of other towns, but I think it seemed fairly unique anyway that that those two areas kind of celebrate the 15th. So like I said, big day of celebration there. So yeah, hopefully they're able to get together and have some celebrations back there this year, and life kind of gets back to normal. So that's probably enough about the Lawa and the Day of Indulgence. We're going to go to our next track. So we are going to listen to a song called Sea Song, and this is from Gaze is Ghost. Stone. looking at events that are coming up over the next couple of weeks, one of the things to look out for is a golf competition that's being run between the Hutt Valley Irish Society in association with the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA. That's taking place on the 11th of September. And to get involved in that, you should give Brian a call on 027-4405-109 if you want to join up the team there. So I think there's going to be spot prizes and there's going to be a celebration, I think, back at the Hutt Valley Irish Society after that. As well as that, don't forget to kind of check out the club to see the other events that are taking place. There's the book club. There is movie night once a month as well, and of course there's the potluck at the end of the month, so lots of stuff going on there, so don't forget to check it out. We're going to move on now and we're going to have a look at sports news, and probably the biggest sporting events or sporting news of the last couple of weeks obviously was the Olympics taking place in Tokyo. Ireland were successful there in a couple of events. We did get a couple of gold medals. On the last day of the Olympics, we had a gold medal for Kelly Harrington in the boxing. I have to say, I was kind of lucky enough to watch it last Sunday. I managed to get an RTE feed going and watch it through there, but it really was actually quite special, quite a great sporting achievement for her. Really enjoyed it. It was great battle, and it was pretty funny as well afterwards, looking at the interviews in the studio, and they kind of cut back to Kelly's family in Dublin, and just seeing them all kind of getting together there and celebrating and seeing how it brought the whole community together. And it's great when, you know, an event like that, or, you know, an athlete or a competitor like that can unify you know, a street or a community, and, you know, a sport and a whole country. So I think everybody was you know, delighted for Kelly and for her gold medal there, and you know, well done to her. And we also want to say congrats to the rowers, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, two Cork lads who were in the rowing in the sculls, which got a gold medal there. You probably remember Paul O'Donovan and his brother, I think it was Gary, from a few years back when they won silver, I think, in Rio. They're famous for their interviews afterwards when they were kind of laying on the accents and talking about getting the boat and pulled like a dog. But I think Paul and his brother competed together for a couple of more years, but then Paul was partnered with Fintan McCarthy, who's also from West Cork, from Skibbereen, so they're, you know, from the same part of the world. Obviously, rowing is pretty strong down there, and Paul and Fintan were able to get the gold medal in their event too. And, you know, it's great for Irish sports to kind of get on the map there. We weren't quite as successful as New Zealand team, who did spectacularly well with their medal haul. But yeah, we're kind of proud of the medals that we do get. So well done to our athletes and to everybody who competed, and of course, especially to the gold medal winners and the medal winners at the competition. Now for a bit of admin, just want to let you all know that you can get in contact with us here at the show at capitalirishradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And also I want to talk to you about our show is also being made available as a podcast on Podbean. So if you want to listen to us, just check us out at www.podcast.capitalirish.nz. So Capital Irish, all one word there, and you can check that out. It's just something we've been trying out for the last while, and it's an opportunity to kind of listen to our shows and to kind of trawl back and look through some of the other shows of the last couple of weeks as well. And if you can, if you're interested or if you like that, please share it with your friends as well. And I think it also gets linked on our Facebook page as well. So yeah, we'd love to hear from you there. So now we are going to listen to our next piece of music. We are going to listen to a song from Brian Deedy. I think Brian Deedy's a Corkman as well. And we're going to listen to a song called The Healing.
Get up in the morning, I want to know what the feeling is. Something in the weather that made me think about believing it. I know it's tough and it hurts, not knowing that's much worse. Stare up at the ceiling, looking for the healing. You gotta dial it in,
We're coming up to the end of the show now. One thing I forgot to mention earlier was to get some plugs in for the Irish language activities that are taking place around Wellington and around New Zealand. The first is the Grupo Coro of the Wellington region, which gets together about once a month. So the last meeting would have been just on Thursday night gone, the 12th. But if you want to find out about it, just give us a shout here at Capital Irish Radio on our Gmail account, and we can put you in touch with the group. And one other event that takes place every week is some Irish lessons that are run as a Zoom meeting by Dermot Coffey out of Christchurch, and everybody's welcome to join up. So there's people from all over New Zealand who kind of dial in, and the first hour or so on the Wednesday evening from 7:30 is Irish language lessons, which are kind of start off from fairly basic kind of starting point, and then for the second hour there's more of a kind of conversational or group chat involved from about 8:30 until 9:30. And I was talking to Dermot and the crew earlier on tonight, and hopefully maybe for one of our future shows we might get Dermot on and just ask him about the kind of lessons that he's running and see if people are interested in that. We can get the details passed on. So again, give us a shout on capitalirishradio@gmail.com. So we are, I'm pretty much done now, and I'm going to just play you out with our last song of the day. And we are going to listen to a song called Far Away the Hills Are Green, and this is from Joshua Burnside and Laura Quirk. Okay, enjoy the rest of your lawa, and talk to you again soon. Slán.
Far away, far away, far away. Far away, the hills are green.
Far away,
far away,
far away.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors, we couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.